Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, March 28th, 2023. And this is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can get together and talk about local racing. That's what we like to do here. Hosting along with myself, the man on a mission, Mr. Gary White.
What's happening?
What's the mission? I'll stop asking one of these days. Because every time I ask, there's a new one. So let's see.
I have several.
11 years of new missions every week.
Cool.
So needless to say, you're a busy man.
Yes.
All right. I concur with that. Yes. Also, Mr. Justin Griffiths, what do we call him?
Patrick.
Well, yeah. Well,
Patrick.
That's plain.
Patrick.
How you doing, Justin?
How you doing, Michael?
Question is, how are you?
I'm here.
Patrick.
I'm trying
Patrick
to share
Star.
This.
Oh, no. Patrick Starr.
He's
not
sure,
a star, but Patrick.
I'm doing the media side right now.
Okay, that's okay. Good.
Patrick Starr likes to share.
That's right.
Out from under your rock.
I've been out of there for like 5 years now.
I don't know about all that. Okay. Okay.
Cool. A lot of cool racing. I mean, literally cool racing.
Yes.
Again.
Oh, yeah.
Cold.
That was cold yesterday morning and this morning.
Yeah. It was cold Saturday night.
It was freaking cold.
Yeah, it was freezing. Luckily, by the time the main events started, the wind kind of
died down
some.
Yes.
It was a cold breeze for a little while. We're talking about this past weekend over at the LVMS Bullring. It was a full night schedule.
He says that, but he was hiding in the heated trailer.
Uh-huh.
Just saying.
Hey, got to find the heat somewhere. Right?
It was cold, man.
Arlie wouldn't cuddle with me, so warm up. I think he was chasing some other stuff out there.
Oh, yeah. How's that book going for you? All your love notes are moved?
Uh-oh.
What do they do?
See,
look at all them love notes.
I'm glad he's got some notes. Somebody's got to.
I don't have a fancy computer. Looks it up, by the way. So
neither does he.
Neither do I.
So he's got a doodle. Well, doodle page actually be getting full lately.
That's
huh?
Right.
Look,
he's getting. I don't know where I stopped. Hey, okay. What can I say?
Where'd you start?
I don't know.
We'll find the starting and stopping point.
That's right. At some point. When I have to get it. I don't know what happened to the other one. The other one, it had brick walls on it. It had streets going through it. I don't know.
Cool stuff.
I don't know where it ended up.
You got the road course going right now.
Hint, hint. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of road courses, y'all should get one.
We've been talking about it. And
hey, let us get Blythe off the ground. Then we'll see about a road course.
Exactly. There's a lot of stuff we got going on here. Relax. I mean, it has been a talk, of course. Mm-hmm. You know, Gary's been talking about doing some.
I will not be helping you the day of the road course.
Why?
I would want to be in a truck. Just saying.
I don't blame you.
Oh, we wasn't racing trucks. We were racing cars.
I want to see trucks on the road course.
Let me tell you, it is a lot of fun. That's
one thing I do want to try.
Well, you know, here's the difference in, like, racing the trucks on a road course versus just doing, like, the SCCA type events and all that, where they go against time. You know, you can have, you know, all different types of vehicles on there, and they do it against time. Well, when you have the late model truck series on a road course, you're actually racing each other, like you see in the NASCAR. And
I want to actually race.
So that's where the fun is.
A road course?
Yes, I want to actually race a road course.
And then
it's not like Circuits of the America. I don't know if you watched the NASCAR race. It was a shit show. They have turn one that you go straight down, and then it goes like this. And then this is the end of the track here.
I don't know if anybody can see
your hand.
Trust me, everybody on that camera knows. Here's
this. This is the
one.
Yeah.
It's like a Martinsville hair turn.
What's wrong with that?
That's
how you get everybody calm down to start the next turn.
They're like, okay, green light checking. Okay, we're doing it again. It took like an hour to get three laps in.
Where was this at?
Circuits of the America?
Oh.
Okay. Austin, Texas.
Okay.
Dylan said Sonoma is a wild ride and it's a lot of fun.
See, that would be fun.
But he did the 24 hours race.
Mm-hmm.
And when we find some time, we're going to do that too.
Yeah, we've actually talked about that many years ago.
what would you take down there?
Roberts. Ask Dylan what to take down there.
Yeah, ask Dylan what he took down there.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, fucking Ford.
Well,
and it came back, and it's still racing.
There you go. Get yours going just for road course only.
Mm-hmm.
Have it race ready for road course only. You won't have just Fords out there. Deal?
I got the itch this week to race. I don't know why.
Really?
I've been pretty good. I haven't really.
Yeah.
I'm like, it is what it is. I'm still around it. But this week, I actually
wanted to get in the driver's seat.
I actually wanted to.
What do you think gave you that?
I have no clue. Zero clue.
I mean, were you watching anybody in particular, any divisions? Was it the
late model truck series?
Oh, okay. Well, cool. I'm glad we inspired you as a series to want to get in the seat and go racing.
I think it's the whole me spotting for Cindy and
uh-huh.
the whole.
You do great up there in the spotter stand. You do great.
I know my driver came home fourth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She might have pissed somebody off, but it wasn't my fault.
As long as it wasn't Gary or myself, it's mine.
No.
Just
nobody but my truck pissed me off.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately.
If you had no brakes, that means you do just...
Well, that was... That's not really the main issue. The problem is, and I don't know what it is, it's just it doesn't like Vegas.
Nope.
It's a Vegas thing with his truck. It just has some demons.
Something to do with Vegas.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. This weekend, no brakes, no
power
steering. Power in the motor.
Sputtering,
backfiring.
But, you know, we had it going good for practice, the second practice, and the heats were... Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I got held up in the heat. I would have done better in the heat, but hey.
But either way, you were
yeah.
on it, and you know
yeah.
it didn't
oh, yeah.
it didn't hesitate once.
Yeah. Steven said that was a wild ending to that truck race. I'll be dead ass. I thought Stan mixed up the flags.
And this was somebody
and,
else thought.
And
he
I
did.
Because he came off of two.
Yeah.
Full throttle on the white flag. Or going to the white flag, he hit the white flag, and it just seemed like the truck just stopped. And he just coasted. And I was like, what are we doing? Because I knew it was the white flag, because I just called the Cindy. I'm like, white flag. And you were right on their bumper. And the next thing I know, he stopped in front of you guys. And I was like, what are we doing?
Uh-huh. That's why you don't follow the leader, you follow the fragment.
That's right.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, oh, man, something must have happened. I just thought maybe... I didn't think about it until after that maybe he ran out of fuel.
And then his spotter was behind me. And he was like, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. That was he's out of gas. I'm like, okay.
Makes sense.
I really thought he mixed it up.
Yeah, it would take a...
Stan, of all people.
It would take a NASCAR driver to understand he's running out of fuel. He was doing fuel conservation for his speed.
Yeah.
He almost had it down to the T.
Almost. If he would have ran out after he passed the checker, he would have never made it back around.
Right. That would have been cool. Then we would have gave him kudos for doing it just right.
That's right. Then I would have went over and said, all right, how much fuel could you put in that thing?
Well, you know, and
that's what happens when you don't show up to a heat race.
Well, he had asked, you know, what do you guys put in yours, right? And
yeah.
we do three-quarter, roughly three-quarter full. that's more than half to three quarter. Actually, we've run with half before and had not ever had a problem finishing.
And
so
and I'm glad Cindy was paying attention because man, that whole top three right there could have been nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh well.
But luckily, they hadn't even caught you guys yet.
Second place didn't catch us.
Yeah, second place and third place. You guys were right behind Stan because he had just gotten past you guys.
Right.
Yeah. And I told Cindy, I said, he's slowing up. Move, move. Go down, go down. And then Stan started going down. I was like, go up, go up.
Yeah, and then my spotter was like, get down on that apron, you know, because I'm hearing him, but I'm watching what's going on with the trucks, you know. But we made it through, luckily.
So did he come back around at all?
No, he stopped. He stopped right in front of us in turn one and two.
So he didn't get the checker?
Yeah.
No, he
second.
Okay, Mark went around everybody on the outside.
Oh, this is after.
Yeah.
Well, he.
This was coming to the checker that he was completely.
That's where everybody. Yeah, that's right. Where everybody was piling up.
And he coasted from turn four
through the checker. That's where he ended up in four.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not one. That's what I meant in one.
Yeah, he went down into one. Yeah. Right. He comes to me and says, Gary, I can't get the truck up here for a picture.
That's funny. He lucked out to even get the second place.
Yeah. I was like, you better get that truck up here for pictures. He said, let's use Mark's truck.
Can I
borrow your truck for a minute, Mark?
He had that race in the bag. I mean, he definitely.
He checked out. Yeah.
Mark said his truck wasn't handling good. And
I can tell you this. I'm going to take his shocks off and put them on my truck. I mean, he did that good.
He
said it was a magic shock.
Well,
it was funny because he had a shock problem last year. And then, of course, last minute, they're like, hey, you got a shock. Or I gave him a shock. Then I get a phone call later. The shock you gave me came apart. I was doing this. And I was like, what? I've never had a shock come apart.
But wait, in the shop, we're talking.
Yeah,
he's making this shock work.
This is a good one, right?
I even said, hey, don't you think you worked that shock enough, man? Like, you know,
need to roar it out.
Yeah.
And then I gave him this, must have given him the secret shock.
That shock all of us have been working for or looking for. Yeah, it was a good race.
It was
great. And yes, it was, I'm not going to lie, very cold. Not just cold, it was very cold.
We were loading up the cars, I already lifted the hood and goes, it's warm under here.
It's high enough.
Now
you know, it really was.
Yeah.
That's funny. Well, you know, I mean, a couple of things, you know, went well with that race. Obviously, there's no cautions. Again, another caution for you.
What did I tell Ben?
Yep. Hey, you can rub it in his face.
That's right.
It was close.
We had one caution in the heat race, and that Gary Cheeks looped it.
Right. Well, we're talking the main before the main. Yeah.
And as soon as I seen that, I said, damn it, Gary, now Danny's going to be yelling at me.
In Gary's defense, he did try to get it going. He was definitely trying to refire and just couldn't get it to refire.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he just stopped to pull out the caution. He definitely, you've seen the flame coming out. He was trying.
I think his new nickname is Wild Man Gary.
I'm okay with that.
Yes.
He's wild.
Cindy got to his back bumper. I was like, go high, go high, go high. Go low, go low, go high.
He ran me down on the flat three different times at least. But that's okay. It's always fun with him.
And Kevin Trell, I'm happy to see he got the truck going better. It didn't seem like he was having many issues in the main, except getting around somebody.
He ran some good times, too.
Yeah.
He ran some 17-1s. I mean, he's running some speeds that, you know, the times, I mean, that race times.
Yeah.
So it was. I think he did really well.
What are you looking at me for?
I'm just looking.
I didn't see where he was running or anything like that. Cause
Yeah, I think he finished sixth or seventh.
I know Stan had the fast time. I think Mark was second.
Yeah.
Cindy was third. You were fourth.
And I had a very, very, very bad running truck.
I want to say that Terrell had faster time than Gary.
No.
17-1, you sure?
Yeah, not according to the...
Okay, I wasn't. I thought he had a 17-1 or something like that.
I know Cindy on lap 25... ran a 17.0, right. And I was like,
why
come
you,
on, come on.
You had a 30-second lap real late in the race. You had a fast time. So that's why I was thinking, I thought Terrell had, you know, a decent time. He had a 17.1, which is a good race.
17.3 for Kevin.
Oh, was it 3? Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you were the
one.
That was you.
On lap 32.
Right, so it's flip-flop.
Wyatt ran a 17.158.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a flip-flop. I was thinking
right.
It was Kevin. You did and lap 32nd, but he had a good, decent. And even, what did Chloe fast time, what did she have?
17.7.
Which isn't bad for Arlie's truck,
right.
You know, considering she had older tires. And
Sheila said it was awesome seeing Kevin and Cindy out there.
Yeah.
Let me just say, really Cindy cool. Put down, she came out of, like, I don't know, retirement, I guess you want to call it. And
she ran some good.
She ran a great race.
And let me tell you, those weren't, you know, new tires on there.
And she won the heat race. Yeah.
Yes.
She won her heat race.
Heat. Absolutely.
Of course, I was waiting in my truck. I
she had the widest truck out there.
Wider than Gary's?
She made sure her truck stayed just right there where Mark could not get past her.
And I was right behind them watching.
No, it was a great opener. I
think so, too.
I mean, Friday night, she ran 58 laps just out there just going.
The time, like, getting ready to kind of guide her in. She's like, going back up.
I'm like, Mike, where the hell is
That's
she?
That's why I wish she had a – I wouldn't have came down there. Every time I would run down there and try to go, you know, help in the pit, and then she would stop and line up. I'm like, I guess we're going back.
So think of that. She was running on over 100 laps tire and on her tires.
Oh, yeah.
She ran every practice possible.
Yeah, and that was good. That was smart of her.
Even the second practice on Saturday, she stayed out there. And I was like, you're the only truck on the track. And she just kept going and going and going. I was like,
she's good. She
so what? 56 on Friday.
Yeah.
And then
she had 35 in just the second practice alone.
Did she run both first and second practice? So she had two practices.
80 and almost 90.
Yeah. Plus the heat.
Yeah.
And she ran the O lap 23. So I mean.
Right. It was later in the race.
And while we're talking about the race. Let's thank TJ for giving us our last
35. Yes,
35
laps. Yes, appreciate it, TJ. We do appreciate that.
That's
all I can say. And
right.
Letting us, you know, obviously we're there as a traveling series. Yeah. We have a certain procedure. We do things. We do 6-lap heats. We do 35 lap main events wherever we go. I don't care what track it is. That's how we do it.
Right.
Unless it's a special event, we might do a twin main or something like that. So, otherwise, that's our format. Unless we're doing a 100 lap race and all of a sudden it was 11 o'clock at night, I can understand.
Let's cut
some laps. But thanks to them, and thanks to everybody out at the LVMS Bullring, the staff and the safety crew, the whole group out there for putting on a good race. Sucked we were last.
It was a relatively smooth night, though.
But it was
there wasn't many holdups.
I know there was no holdups in the truck series.
No.
I watched the first 3 races and then the last race.
Well, I'm glad you watched the last race.
I mean, I guess I had to. Yep.
And, of course, talking about Sheila, thanks. Of course, Chloe was out there getting some laps in and some points. Arlie gave up his truck, the 10 truck of Arlie, to allow Chloe to get out there, at least get some points and not be out of the running for a championship at the end of the season. They're still working on her truck, but she did, a damn good job in Arlie's truck. You should have seen the amount of pads they had to put in that.
Somebody said it was like four.
I walked over there because Arlie drove it out for the autograph session because she was in a late model. And I seen Arlie sitting there like this. I'm like, what the hell? And I went and looked, and there was a stack. And she was like, she can't see. Okay.
And let me tell you, Arlie's truck is not easy to drive. So she drove the hell out of that truck. She did a good job.
I know Henry Mann was like, you guys gave her a shit truck. I'm like, no, Arlie gave her.
No.
We didn't give her. Like,
no.
Arlie got out of the
only,
truck.
Only the angry Asian would say something like
Arlie
that.
Arlie didn't give anybody anything. They
agreed.
They agreed to run that truck
yes.
to get the points. And
which I'm glad it was.
On
she
both
didn't,
sides.
She didn't start and park. Like she, I was like, just go out there, make the laps. I mean, keep the truck on the track and have fun.
Yeah, you know, she gained.
And she gained, and she did a hell of a race, yeah. seventh in the late model, for her second time in the late model.
Yeah, she did a hell
she
of a job
seventh.
In the pro late. And, you know, out of what, 18?
Yep. There was good car count in the late models. There was 30 legend cars, I want to say.
29.
Yeah.
I think 29.
That was
good. Wow. How about the skid plates?
Amazing.
17 skid plates showed
amazing.
Up.
Amazing, yes.
And I was like, I get into a lab. It wasn't a wreck fest.
Well, you know, Brad that runs the printed T-shirt shop was out there just kind of hanging out, helping us out. He hasn't been out there in a long time. He's never seen the skid plates before. So we're explaining it to him, right?
Yeah.
The first thing he came back, well, go ahead.
I really thought he was going to like them.
Me too, but he came back. The first thing he said was, stupid. I said, who the hell thought of that? That's what he said.
I want to see them all put four tires on and go racing Blythe in the mini stocks.
Hey, any mini stock that complies by the rules, any of those can come down and race as a mini stock.
I mean, most of them have full cages. I know a couple of them are very
yeah.
scary, but the cages.
You know, to me, I'm surprised like at the boring to not make them put like the 4-point cage in.
Mm-hmm.
To me, is kind of weird because when they originally had those down in Irwindale, they had chicanes and stuff. They weren't really made to go full speed around a 3/8 mile
yeah.
racetrack. They were
I
made
personally
to
think any
spin.
any race car out there should have a full cage in it, mm-hmm. and no matter what. I know the Bombers had some weird cage rules when they first started, and I was like, no. Like, I want a full cage. Like, you're going way too fast.
Right. No, but overall, you know, as far as late model truck series race goes, it was really good. Heat races were good. We had a great turnout. Thanks to the guys that came out from Arizona for coming and racing with us. Appreciate that. Of course, thanks to our local people for racing. Can't thank them enough. Don't forget the next challenge for the late model truck series is April 15th
That's
down
right.
at Blythe. And let me tell you, that's a tricky track. So if you go down there and think you know how to race that track, you better think twice.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter how much experience you have. You know, don't overestimate it.
Just ask Mark Allison.
You know, there's, you know, it is tricky. And it changes quite a bit. And I just would say go out there, take some laps, get some seat time out there, and give it respect because it can...
It will jump out at
it,
you.
Yeah, it's just a technical track,
yep.
and it always has been. So, April 15th, the late model truck series will be out at Blythe Speedway. Go to blythespeedway.com, look at the full schedule. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to that. It's going to be a fun race. It's going to be a stressful race for me, anyways. So
I have a feeling I'm going to work very hard that night.
Hey, just
but
roll.
It's going to be fun. Yeah.
Just roll with it.
Exactly.
You just got to roll with it.
That's right.
Now, I don't know about the scheduling. The last updated schedule I got from the boring, there's no super stocks this weekend, April 1st. So I think they should all make a trip down to Blythe.
That's yeah, right.
I mean, you are welcome. It's a day race. Keep that in mind, April 1st. I don't know. I didn't see the boring schedule, but if you're not on the schedule and you do want to race, cool. Thank you. It's a day race. Come on down. You can probably come down early. Of course, the pit gates open at 9 a.m. Come down there, race with us, and you can probably be home by the time your nighttime soap operas come
That's
on.
Right.
Or you could be like Dylan Menke and try to make both races.
Not in your super stock.
In the factory stock.
Right? Not in your super stock. You can bring your super stock down and race Blythe.
That's right. We'd love to
Don Zoll said last race that he was coming down. So.
And he's been racing consistently in Vegas, right?
And at 98.
Okay.
He finished third this weekend. Him and Don Geary. Don Geary finished fourth. They found some speed in that car. I have a feeling Don Zoll had his hand in that one. Because that guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's been around racing. He knows how to set up a race car, and we'd love to have him. He was down one of our races down there, just kind of hanging out, checking things out, and we appreciate that. We invite anyone to come down and just come watch and hang out and go in the stand side and sit with them, because the fans there love racers.
Oh,
let me tell you, they love racers. They love to watch you guys. So I would encourage you to come race, and you'll have a really good fan base.
How's doing?
And
those guys love them down there.
Speaking of that, I believe our autograph session is from 2 to 2:30 this weekend.
Okay,
this weekend coming.
Don't forget, it's a day race. That's right. When you do come down as a racer, pit gates at 9 a.m., but the spectator site opens at noon, 12 o'clock. And we're running all our divisions, mini stocks, factory stocks, street stocks, sportsmen's, modifieds. If you have a modified, bring it down, legends and bandoleros.
Yep.
That is a sanctioned track. So if you're looking for California points, I don't know how they do it on the regionally, but it is a
sanctioned track.
So keep that in mind when you come down. But it's gonna be good. We do qualifying, we do heat races, we do mini events. So you'll definitely get some
laps
in.
Yep.
So
by the end of the night, you'll know how to drive that track.
Or you'll be scratching your head wondering, okay, what am I going to do next time I come back? Because I got to
figure
it out.
What am I
going to
do on the 15th when I come down? I got to,
You know, some good advice from like somebody that's been down there, Greg Knight, of course, runs that United Nissan team setups on that thing. And they said that always in the past there, they've never tried to figure out one corner or the other, because it's always tricky. You can't figure one or the other out. He said, you get something that works and run basically three-quarter speed. You don't run full out if you want to do well at that track. So get down there and just kind of...
I'd say my golf car handled pretty good down there.
And now you know why we've taken one away from you.
Going to have some golf cart race. That's right. We know who the first entry will be.
That's right.
Wait, I was told, go take pictures of the crowd. I took the card out.
That's good.
I wasn't walking.
That's good. Yeah, and that was a great crowd to take picture of. Standing room only, full house. Well,
that opening night was,
it was
special.
It was. Will always be special.
Even race number two was pretty good.
Yeah, it was a really special race. It was good.
Race number three is going to be better.
Yep.
And then race number four is even going to be better.
It's going to be the best race of all.
That's right. Until November 18th.
That's going to be an extraordinary race. I believe so. I believe so. You know, the April first race, of course, day race down at Blythe Speedway. You can go to blythespeedway.com and keep up on everything there. You can go to the blythespeedway.com Facebook page. Make sure you go there and do your, I don't know, however, the likes and shares and all that good stuff, whatever you do, that's the place to do it. Go to the blythespeedway.com Facebook page. When's Easter? Is that in between the 1st and the 15th?
I don't know.
Well, I was just wondering if you're doing it because I'm an Easter thing.
No,
we know race days.
So is it,
we don't know holidays.
So are we supposed to do it like before the holiday, or is it okay to do it after the holiday?
Let's have an Easter egg hunt on the 15th.
No, Easter is the 9th.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
in between.
Right.
So do we do something before or do we do something after? Bring some candy for we have on track autograph sessions every race down at Blythe. So if you see a race on the schedule, it's going to have an on track autograph session. Also, every race down at Blythe has a Friday night practice. Keep that in mind. You will get a chance to practice. So if you even the day race, you're going to have a practice. Times haven't changed. It's 4 p.m. Pit gates open 5 to 8 is practice on Friday night.
And I know
5 minute rotations, first come, first serve.
Absolutely.
And I know not everybody likes the autograph sessions, but they're for the fans. And without those fans, no one else would be there.
I've said for years and years and years and years, they need to have it every race.
Yeah.
If you don't want to go down, sit in the stands and wait.
Hey, well, some places make you, if you don't go down there, you...
No, I mean the fans.
Sure.
Oh, fans.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought
fans.
You meant the vehicles.
No, I was talking more racers because
right.
on Saturday night, my kids go out there and we're walking around and they're getting autographs. And you can just see a couple of the attitudes from some of the drivers. And one person in particular was signing autographs and kind of just throwing them on the hood.
Right.
I was like, interact with these people because without them, this place wouldn't be here. Like,
yeah. Obviously, you know, that's.
Dylan says, Blythe Speedway. Autograph sessions are great. That's because he signs dollars.
Well, I'm gonna be over there with my hand out. Give me some dollars
hey,
from him.
You go and then I'll go.
Hey, yeah, we'll
you go.
Yeah.
We'll make money yet.
Some of the factory stars from Vegas were handing out Hot Wheels cars. They were signing the.
That's what Dylan does in Hawaii or did in Blythe.
I got one of them Rugrats to go over there and get a Hot Wheel car. Off of one of the hoods, I don't know which it was. But.
You know, that's cool that you know, we know how a fan can become, you know, a fan for life for certain racers. I'll follow them throughout their career.
Oh, it's like foreheads, I'll find it all.
Well, as we used to give out the little touch of truck, I'm sorry, not the touch of
the wooden cars.
The little wooden cars for
like
Toys for Smiles.
Yep.
Give out those little cars. When one of our team would win
right.
in Blythe, or I'm sorry, in Pahrump. I have Blythe on my mind. But the same thing. Those kids would sit on the gate, on the fence, and wait.
Right.
You know,
especially your championship night. When you locked up the championship, me, you, Arlie, and JJ all stopped on the front stretch.
Yeah.
And there was just a line.
Yeah. And we would give we were at first giving 10 cars away each night. One of us would win, and then we had to move it to 20 cars. Because,
weren't you giving away money at one point?
Oh yeah, and we gave away we gave away
$20. Wasn't it like 20 or something?
Yeah,
if there was something one of the cars you do something different on.
And at one time, we went to the store, and JJ and I bought. All the little rubber balls that they had.
Mm.
I think there were like 42 of them in our trunks.
During the race.
That's nobody funny. Knew it because
right.
we put them in there before. We actually put them in at the house and then went and raced.
So needless to say, that tells you about the safety inspection. When they checked the fuel cap, fuel caps on the fuel cells.
Shit, man, they would open that thing balls when it came out.
Looks good to me.
Right.
I can't see it, but it looks good.
Hey, that was fun. It was fun. And the same thing with the autograph session, you know. Like every time we see Dylan out there, he's got a line of kids,
mm-hmm.
that are, you know, just waiting for him.
Well, you know, how does that make your night go when you have those kids smile and happy? And
imagine it on the other side. Those kids are going to go up in the stands. They're going to see you come on the track, and they're going to cheer extra hard for you.
Right.
So.
Absolutely.
And JJ and I had one kid that every time they seen us walking over to the stands, he would wait at the fence for us.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, he would even open the gate for us so we can go through.
Right.
And then he would follow us everywhere. And then when we'd go back, he would shut the gate for us and bye, see you guys on the track. And, you know, and that's a fan for life. So.
Right. Now, that's important. You know, that's the way to keep the stands filled. It's the way to keep fans, you know, acquainted with your race car, your race team, no matter what. If you jump around to another division at some point, they're going to follow you. It's good for your sponsors, you know, good for pictures, you name it. It's just all around great to have that, especially on an on-track.
And I've always said my whole time doing this, I know I had one fan that followed me,
right.
and that was that young kid.
Right.
Well, a few
well,
years
ago. I would say there's that girl from Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Her dad.
Too. Yep. And I saw this kid a few years ago, and he's not a kid no more. He's taller than I am.
Right.
So, but... You know, if I've never had a fan, I can tell you that young man was a fan of mine.
Well, see, I'm not even in the car no more. And some dude walks up to me this last race and goes, I know you from Facebook. He was like, I followed you through racing. He was like, I followed you on Facebook years ago.
Right.
He was like, I recognize you now. And he was cheering for Cindy.
Right.
And he was like, I love Cindy. Cindy's the greatest out here. I was like, I had no clue who you were at first. And then finally I realized who it was. And,
right.
and again, it was just somebody
well,
that
look,
became a fan when I was still racing.
And see how important that is, not just for yourself mm-hmm. or the whoever you associate with.
And Dylan said,
track.
Yeah, the pirate. Because Dylan was standing with me, and he walked up to me and goes, I recognize your boots. I'm like,
and there was speaking of pirate, because there was a pirate thing. This
yeah,
past,
Pirate
Fest. Weekend,
mm-hmm.
Pirate Fest. So.
That's what they,
yeah.
they had just left Pirate Fest to come to the bull ring.
Yeah.
When they walked by me, I was like, what the hell?
But
it is Vegas.
But that's
you
the
see
that's,
all
yeah,
kinds
and that's the importance of autograph session, especially an on-track autograph session.
I have said for years and years and years and years, they need to have an autograph session every race.
And like I had brought new people out to the bowling the last couple weeks I've been there. My coworker Jason came out with his daughter, and then my other coworker Danielle came out with her kids, and they love going down to the track because at that point Jason's little daughter is 4 years old, and she got to meet all these different drivers, and she was having a blast out there screaming and yelling. And then Danielle has her son Miles that follows us around, and he of course he's shy, he don't want to talk to half the kids the guys out
right.
there, but. He still got to go down there. He was getting candy.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting little Hot Wheels cars. He was up in the stands playing Hot Wheels cars. I mean, if they can make the racetrack more enjoyable.
Well, especially, you know, if
sign
the
autograph.
The kids are happy, yeah. then guess what? The parents are going to be happy.
Yeah.
They're going to get a chance to watch the race cars. It also gives the parents a chance to get down on the track and look at the different race cars and start asking questions. What is this? They might not know what the difference in a modified and a mini stock is or whatever. So, you know, who knows?
I think I annoy people when they come out to the racetrack, cause I'm like describing everything. I'm like, but it was like, I don't like going places. Like I introduced him, one of my friends to hockey
mm-hmm.
and he had zero clue about hockey
like me.
And now he loves it.
Right. I've been to a hockey game before and I didn't have a clue. So I didn't enjoy myself. This is back at the Orleans, I guess. I don't remember.
For Wranglers.
Wranglers. That's what it was. Yeah. I didn't know anything about it. I was like,
I think I just read in there Dylan's giving out $2 bills with his signature on it.
As long as he's not giving out wooden nickels, I think we're okay. Cool.
Now we're making $2 now.
Yeah, right. We double our income out there with him.
So we ain't even know yet, and we're doubling our money.
Well, cool. You know, we appreciate anyone coming out there racing with us. Dylan's been great. He enjoys us, enjoys the track, enjoys the crowd.
He thought he was in trouble the last time we were out there.
It is not an April Fool's joke.
No,
it is a day race.
Yeah.
So
I'm excited about that. Maybe I can get home before 2 a.m.
Different. Just be careful driving. You know, it can be tedious, so be patient.
Especially if you're tired.
Yeah, or if you get stuck behind
a
diesel truck or something.
Yeah.
You're not going to gain that much. We've done it. We've passed and this and that and
Some of those
save a lot of time.
Some of those hills, don't worry about passing on. Just sit there because and you're going up and down, and you hit a blind turn, and you're good.
And they actually have them marked out pretty well. Their passing zones, they're really marked out pretty well. So keep an eye on those passing and non-pass zones to and from. But yeah, looking forward to it. Go to blithespeedway.com. April 1st this weekend. It's almost here.
And, you know, Stephen Irvine's watching. His car would do great in Blythe.
Yes, it would.
It's not about horsepower.
And like you say, it's not an April Fool's joke. Last driver's meeting, I swear I heard one of those guys on my right say, oh, that's an April Fool's joke.
Right.
It's not an April Fool's joke.
You know, it's one of those things. Come down, take on the challenge. You know, check it out for yourself. If you don't like it, you don't like it. If you love it, you love it. It is another place for you to race. Come on down.
Let me just say, out of everybody that I've talked to that race down there, I haven't heard one bad thing from any of the drivers. Everybody usually gets out with a smile.
Absolutely. You know,
even once they bounced off the wall, they were still laughing.
You know, and that's, again, one of those things. It's a technical track. Don't be overconfident in yourself. Give yourself the respect to.
Again, look at Mark Allison.
Yeah.
One of the, in my opinion, one of the best drivers out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's raced everything under the sun.
Yeah.
He made a mistake, and he said straight up, I made a rookie mistake.
Right, backed it into the wall, and unfortunately, you know, that's what happens, but again, he's been working on it, so save yourself the trouble of having to work on your car and take the time in advance, you know, and be respectful of others. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, we see racing at all different tracks, so, you know, even at Vegas this past weekend. Sometimes things are uncontrollable. You get into people, racing incidences happen, but, you know, be a little patient. Give yourself that little bit of a space, you know, just like, you know, anybody, you know, if you have to give once in a while, give once in a while. You know, that's, you'll save yourself some time, whether it's your fault or not.
And respect each other, no matter what track you're on.
Yes.
We've seen it in the factory stocks. Two cars got together the race before last, and they both got put in the wall, and they were both beat up pretty bad, but they both raced each other this weekend. Matt Frady and Shea Goldstrom, they raced each other for the lead this weekend and never touched each other.
No, that's what it's about. You know, save yourself the headache of having to work on your car. So you might have to lift, whether it's your fault or not, or, you know, hey, whether it's your position or not, sometimes you got to lift, man.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody likes to lift and give up the space, but there's other laps to be able to make it up. If somebody's...
Especially you know, turn one, lap one.
Yeah. Yep. So, anyways. Cool.
Turn one, lap one.
So you got a chance to watch some of the races. What did you think of the races out there at the Bullring this past weekend?
Let me just say, the junior late model surprised me.
Really?
Like, they are way faster than... Like, I'm like, okay, some of those kids are young.
Mm-hmm.
And they're jumping in these late models. And they're actually, like, out there... And I think half of them could run up with the late models and actually do okay.
Well, I actually did. They asked a couple of young guys that runs in the pro late.
Kylie Ice in the 19, and then Bryson Brown in the 45. They both ran the junior late model race.
Right.
And they finished third and fourth.
Right.
So,
you know, when I first heard about these junior lates, I was like, man, they got to be crazy letting these younger kids. But I thought they detuned them in order to be able to race. They don't do anything, do they? They just
I thought they had a small restriction.
Well, they do a little bit of restriction. I think a little bit of restriction. I don't know. I don't know the rules. If you know it, let us know. Do they do restrictor plate?
Because they definitely put down some laps.
You know, some of them seem like they run just as fast.
Cameron Carraway actually won, and it was his first win, and he's a John boy. He's a John Keller kid.
Okay.
And you see him running around the track all the time, him and his dad, but he was happy as hell. He won his first race, and he dominated. Like, he left.
Wow.
And
yeah, again, I don't know.
TJ offered the rookies and the prolates an opportunity.
Right.
Yes, they have restricted plates.
Okay.
According to Sheila.
Okay. Yeah, that's good information to know. And let me tell you, some of those have restricted plates on them. Probably make him drive a little bit better.
I don't need to race with those guys.
Maybe you need a restrictor plate just to keep your car running, your truck running. I don't know. But, you know, just because they have restrictor plates actually might increase their knowledge of cornering faster. I don't know.
And also, another shout-out to the Bullring for doing the Battle of the Badge, which is the cops and firefighters. They put four skid plates on the car, and they let cops and firefighters from Vegas go out there and run. And they all parked in Victory Lane after the race, and that was one of the ones I got to watch. I think they ran six laps or four laps. And they all got out of the car hugging each other, smiling. You never know. One of those guys might actually go build one now and join the fun.
And in the driver's meeting, they said they've never been in a car. So let's put them in a skid plate.
How's that work? Because I tried that. It don't work for me.
Cindy said they're easy to drive.
They are if they're not a locked
front end.
From what I hear. I don't
front
know.
End.
I don't know.
If they had a locked rear end.
A locked front end. Speaking of Cindy, real quick, you need the custom-made earbuds. She's the person to go see. She usually has her stuff to fit your ears. You can get a hold of Cindy Clark at HearClear, 725-333-4327. That's area code 725-333-HEAR. That's Cindy Clark at Hair Clear. You can look her up. She's usually out at the racetrack doing stuff. If not, sometimes you'll find her in the late model truck or these race trucks are racing and have Hair Clear on the side of it.
And in the pace car, and up in the flag stand. And
right.
Wherever she's needed.
Yep. Goes where she's needed. So it's always cool to see someone in our truck series that is part of the track and helping them out and all that. So we got a chance to have Kevin Terrell also in one of the trucks. Appreciate him racing. And, and
he had so much fun. He wore his fire suit in the minivan driving home.
No, that's because he was cold.
It was cold, yeah. Exactly. Now, that's cool.
I started my truck to warm it up to get the heater going, and Mike says, you're leaving on
this. Right. I was,
we're still loading up.
Yeah, he was getting the hell out of there. That's what I was thinking. But no, it was good. It was a good night of racing. I know there was a couple problems, I guess, in the Pro Late model. They had some
issues.
Cars.
I've seen a couple of tore-up cars come rolling by.
I believe.
Hey, let's go back to Kevin and driving his cars. I can see him going down the 15 right now. Get out of my way. I just got out of a race truck. Get out of my way.
Bumping people.
In his little minivan.
No, that's cool. I was happy to see Mr. Terrell out in something again. We've talked about it, and he's talked about it.
Now
it was Friday night. Everybody kept jumping in the truck, and he wasn't going out. I was like, he's going to back out of this, isn't he?
And he ran some decent times. You know, of course, earlier on, I had some issues.
And he did have some problems out there he had to deal with. So on Friday night, that's why he didn't run that
obligation
truck. Right.
To what he's there for is to run his station.
Fred Kaiser got the truck going. I've seen Freddie over there working on it, so.
Well, when Freddie goes and over there, it's pretty much a done deal with him. So he will get that truck going.
Why wasn't he in your pit?
He was over there.
He was too busy. Kevin said Fred heard him go on the track and ran over there and was like, something's not right. So
hope he didn't run on the track and tell me.
I know.
I said he ran over there. And like,
yeah.
Hey, cool.
Yes.
And that is a winning truck. It, Chris Trickle won in that truck.
That's what I kept telling him.
A while ago. So, and, of course, it takes time to get some seat time and stuff. Kevin's been out of racing for a little while. So it's
he's only been garage racing.
That's right.
All that time to get in the truck and then in the garage.
We're making noises.
He didn't even do the iRacing. He's got the garage racing.
Yep.
He has all those kids picking up the bows in the truck.
That's the four corners. How many kids has he got?
Four, I want to say.
He's got four, one in each corner, all right.
He got 65 kids, ask him.
Well, yeah, four that lives with him. I don't know about the other ones out there.
Neither does he.
No, they're really excited that he was out there. You know, it's good to see him.
And he says he's making the trip to Blythe.
Hell yeah. That's going to be even better, so that'd be cool.
Sheila says she can't wait to make the trip to Blythe.
All right. I missed out on some Jello shots.
You did. Race. I went looking for them, and I was thrown out of the pits.
Yeah. What pits haven't you been thrown out of?
Well, no, I was looking for Jello shots.
All right.
So my kids got every piece of candy possible from them.
Earlier in the night, I went over there looking for Jello shots, and I said, and I got told, hey, there's the tacos over there.
It was too cold for Jello shots.
Oh, no, there wasn't.
That's, not
no,
possible.
Was.
That's the best kind of Jello shots.
It'll make you warm and fuzzy.
That's okay.
We'll let it slide this time.
This time.
We won't forget, but we'll let it slide this
That's
time.
Right. And remember, we're back in Vegas in September. Hey, wait a second. We're in Blythe on April 15th.
That's exactly. That's when we're going to want them.
That's right. After the race, we do not promote.
Absolutely.
No alcohol during the event.
And on a serious note, that is absolutely true. If we do sense anything and you're a driver, we will not let you drive. You'll be kicked out of the property if you get too crazy with us.
That's right.
But anyways, I didn't mean to be a Debbie Downer there for the last second there. But yes, after.
At least it was a good point.
After the race.
That's right. After the last checkered flag.
So how did the Legend race go? Did you watch?
I did not get to watch that.
Because they had 29.
What did you watch?
Battle of the Badge. Bandoleros put on. They had 14 bandoleros.
Wow, that's amazing.
And they were actually all over the track. They weren't just, it wasn't the bando line on the bottom. They were actually moving up the track, passing people three wide, four wide.
Oh, cool.
I'm like, okay.
They've been watching Stan?
Yeah, four wide, yeah. And that's a little bando. That's cool.
It was actually a good race.
Do you have a rundown on the finishing orders from top three or five of some of those? I know you got some
little notes
there.
Dustin Ash came back and kicked everyone's ass.
So I guess Dustin Ash won.
Yeah. Jeff Peterson, Kyle Keller, Jaron Giannini, and then Emilio Thompson. Aaron McMorrin, another solid finish for him, sixth place.
Cool.
He's another one coming out of retirement. Oh, man. Factory stocks with Matt Frady Jr., followed by Sherry Goldstrom, Anthony Mann. Actually, I think it was Kirk Hansen that car this week. I think that was the results. And then Mike Miller and then Rob P.
Wait, Michael Miller didn't win?
Fourth.
Oh, he was fourth?
So that cone, the cone roll, he was up there. He was sitting third. A caution came out. And the 09 came up from the back and went to the outside. And he made it stick out there for a little bit and finished third.
Wow.
So he went from like eighth or ninth to second for a couple laps.
Take
and,
note, Michael.
Yep.
Dodging cars was Jordan Holloway once again. Junior late models was Cameron. Kyle Jacks won the Superstocks and the Modifieds, beating Kaiser.
Way.
He beat Kaiser in the Superstocks.
Wow.
Speaking of Kyle. Today's his birthday.
Yep.
Oh, happy birthday to him.
Justin will sing happy birthday to you right now.
I will not.
Oh, okay. I tried.
Like I said, skid plate cars, 16 cars showed up.
Wow.
And Ben Williams won. The little brother, right? Ben.
Yeah.
Ben Williams won. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Greg, who he jumped in a skid plate car for the first time. He actually works security out there.
Oh, sweet.
And I already convinced him that he needs the April. He can't come April 15th. And he has a legit roll cage in it. He said he will not get in without a legit roll cage.
Thank you.
I told him to put four tires on it and come to Blythe, and he actually wants to, but he can't do it April 15th because that's NHRA weekend. But I'm trying. And it's a brand new car, too. So.
Okay.
That's right. Oh, Pete Wheeler was the one that won the Battle of the Badge. He was a police officer.
Congrats.
I missed what like NHP, right. Metro, whatever it was. So.
See, now's our chance to get buddied up with some of these guys. Or we get pulled over, we might be able to get out of a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Or they might rush to our house faster if they come in to put out a fire.
Uh-huh.
Or save our cat from the tree.
Uh-huh.
One of those.
Something.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, I love the involvement with the, you know, the firefighters and the police, and like you guys used to do at the faster races, stuff like that. It's really cool. I'd love to see a lot more of that happening. Of course, we probably will end up doing something eventually for ourselves.
Yes.
But we got to get rolling first, right? So we're in that mode right now.
I still want to know what me and you are doing.
Uh-oh. Hey.
We had a bet. We need to figure out what we're doing.
What's the bet? What are we doing?
You and Jesus were supposed to do something.
Oh, yeah.
And then me and you talked about either racing each other, doing something, a bicycle race or something. We sat here on the show.
Well, how about...
What, you, a fat guy like me, you want to put on a bicycle? Come on.
Tricycle. How about a tricycle race?
That's the original thing I said.
How about a hot wheel? Or not a hot wheel, I'm sorry.
A big wheel?
Yes.
That'd be boring as hell. Going 5 miles an hour.
Well, you'd have to go around the whole track.
Yes.
We could
supposed to be the whole track.
We could do one point, put a cone, turn around, and come back.
No, we need to do one of the skid trikes.
No, nothing with skids on that track. I'm just kidding.
The back has wheels. They pivot.
Yeah, I'm just
they don't stay straight. So you have to like.
I'm sure you want to put a fat guy like me on a bicycle.
We'll come up with something.
Yes.
We'll see. And maybe the Hayes race might be back on. The haircut race might be back on. I don't know.
Dylan says mopeds or golf carts.
Mopeds or golf
carts. I'd be kicking off the front of it.
We're going to remove a battery from yours.
Damn.
Dylan
needs to push me. He's Dylan on behind me.
So do you think fans like, or even racers like, to have entertainment stuff like that?
I personally do. I mean, get some like energy, like even if you do like a 10-minute break in between, like, and just go out there and do something. Like back in the day, we did a bicycle race at the bull ring,
mm-hmm.
and I remember all the little kids out there, and that gets them, hey, they're actually on the track, they actually get to see the view from the track, and you hear the fans cheering.
I thought it was fun when they used to have like the, not on the track, but the kids come down and do like a dance contest, mm-hmm. or something like a Macarena or something.
Yeah, they Blockhead used to do that.
Blockhead.
Who's that girl that does the NHRA now that she was on the show? I don't remember.
Hannah Rickards.
Rickards. She was there doing stuff, right?
We need a damn mascot.
That would be cool.
Mascot down there dancing, filming some TikToks.
That's fine. We'll get a I don't know.
A blockhead.
A hay head. Because that's an agricultural area.
She looks up what would make sense down there.
Well, then we could call him. Hey, come here. You calling his name.
Go get hay.
I should Google what.
And if you put your partner in it, we can say, go get hay, Seuss.
That went bad.
That went the wrong way. Went south, literally. All right, we'll stop the puns.
Dad's 101.
Anyway. Yeah.
Dylan said he won his first race on a bicycle.
Really? BMX?
Well, yeah, at the boring. Bicycle races.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Got him stuck on the bullring.
Exactly.
That's cool. I mean, I like hearing stuff like that because it's some of those things that you don't think
matters
or people remember.
I remember they went by age group and like the start finish line was here and like there was like 4 or 5 year olds and then there was a little older and of course the older kids, like I think I started in the middle of 3 and 4 and it wasn't the whole track, it was just that little piece right there, but
before I forget, this just popped in my head. Not to get away from this. Didn't Dylan Smother McCluskey ask you if you had
pro racing yes.
because RJ was racing? So tell me about that real quick. I know we're running out of time. Yeah, five flags.
Five flags.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think he finished, when we watched it, he was seventh.
Okay.
In the Arca
East. This is the Arca
East.
Race,
East. Yeah, the Arca East. And from what I've seen, a lot of Vegas kids went down there.
It's cool that they have the East-West
mm-hmm.
ARCA, and then they get a chance to kind of,
speaking of RJ, one of his sponsors is a country AM radio station internet.
It's Stoney's. It's all connected with Stoney's Rock and Country.
And I actually have that downloaded on my computer that I listen to it.
And didn't know as part
Smotherman's post, it said thank you to my sponsor, and I clicked on it, and I just kept it. And
It works. Yeah. It works. You get your sponsors, get your stuff on these race cars, support the racers,
like slow racing.
Yep, exactly. Support the businesses that support racing.
I listen to that radio station almost every morning.
Cool, yeah.
And I watch Flow almost every day, only through the chat. I'll be honest, Chuck got me hooked on that.
Of course, you got to respect that, man. But anyways, we're out of time. Thank you for joining us. Make sure you go to blythespeedway.com. Go to Blythe this weekend. Today's race. Travel down to watch if you want. Come get yourself a hamburger at the Gary's Grill down there. You're going to love it.
We'll definitely be back just for the hamburger.
There you go.
Get you a hot wrap.
Hot wrap burger. That'd be better. If you don't know what it is, come down and find out.
That's right.
You're going to have a good time.
And we've got a hot wrap hot dog as well.
Right. Make sure some superstars show up.
That's right.
Come on down. Just come have some fun. If you're not sure, come on down.
It's worth the reality.
Come on down and have some fun. Now, next week, I won't be here. I won't be here.
Can you keep an eye out?
Maybe because an eye out, we may or may not have a dark show. We might do a replacement. I don't know yet. We'll see. But anyways, check it out on wheelsnow.com. And
fun and definitely give us a big thank you. Tune in, like this week. Thanks for listening.